VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today, of course, is the producer, Mr. Director. We're so glad to have you on the set. I mean, you're always wondering what he's doing. He's actually making sure everything happens.
Absolutely.
That's why he looks stunned sometimes like a deer in headlights, because he's actually pushing buttons, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Glad to be here.
Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Hello.
So good to have you.
Glad to be here.
Okay, he's back to working again.
That's all you're going to get.
And John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
Man, we were just talking. If y'all don't know this or not, John's getting older.
Very. Yes,
it's just so surprised, because you think, I mean, it's almost like he skipped a decade. He kind of jumped and kind of went back, you know, and it's like, because you're like half of 80 now, right?
Half an 80,
Yeah, I was just, the day when I woke you up rocking in your rocking chair on the front porch, I thought, man, we got things to do for God, man.
Yes, we do.
We got to stay awake and alert, you know what I'm saying? And it's difficult. It really is. Matter of fact, I even see Marines going to sleep lately.
Really?
It is amazing to see. I'm like, if the Marines get sleepy, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
That's the tip of the spear, you know what I'm saying?
If the tip.
It, when Chris and I are the only ones awake, we're like, oh my goodness, what do we do, right? I know what Chris and I would do is like, let's just go have lunch and talk about it. Right? But of course, at Auntie, some of the finest barbecue out there are wonderful sponsors. Make sure you get a chance to be able to see them. Welcome to VFNT. We have so many wonderful things to talk to you about. 2015. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. You know, in the beginning of February, we have a great surprise coming. As a matter of fact, we were surprised when God started. You know, this is truly a network that God is building through, you know, your faithfulness, our sponsors and our partners and your prayers. And we're just amazed and we're grateful, but it's, we're hopeful because, you know, God is saying, listen, you know, that in regards to the media part of culture, we talk about the media mountain, is that yeah, there's many mountains, but why not the kingdom of God have a mountain media as well, be a significant part of that and have a conversation. And then I love, you know, Eric Hovind when, you know, we're talking to him about it with creation. If you don't know about his ministry with Creation Science, oh my goodness. Mm. You know, just a mighty man of God and kingdom minded.
Yes.
And so we got a great surprise coming for you. And be in prayer with us. It's coming in February.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be so surprised.
Mm.
You know, John and I are going to lose weight.
Yes, we are.
We're committed. Or if we don't lose it, we'll find it and then talk about something different. But no, seriously, we are so excited about what's coming. So be prepared. Be in prayer. We're going through transition. For those that are intercessors, you know, be in travail with us because we're shifting another shift of what God is doing. We're excited about what's about to take place. And coming this February, it's going to be a totally, totally
different
surprise. It's going to be a surprise. So you'll hear us talking about it, you know, during this next couple of programs. Not about it, but that it's coming.
That's right.
And we're excited about it. We have great expectancy. You know, as T.D. Jakes said, get ready.
Get ready.
That was so cool, you know. I mean, you got all these people, you know, reading teleprompters about what to say. And God's people has so much to say because they spend time with God and the creator of the universe. Think about that.
It's speaking.
And, you know, a prophet is somebody just repeats when God tells you to repeat what God said. And so that encourages people. When the creator who created them says something, there's life in his word. Jesus says, I don't even live by bread alone. I live by the ever proceeding, the fresh word, the rhema word coming from my Father. And you want to bring life into your life? You know, you want to bring life into your ministry, life into your business? I'm telling you, VFN TV, the daily radio program, and begin to say, you know what? I want to hear from a kingdom perspective, from the creator of the universe perspective about my life.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be shot at like a birdshot shotgun of news in 30 minutes from the world news worldly perspective. I mean, they get in there and they go, wow, And I mean, every 5 seconds, they're shifting from disaster to disaster to problem to problem. Mm-hmm. At the very end, they got like a kitten video.
Right.
And it's like, there was no resolution in that.
Sure.
There was no, and God's not, that's not, God is not about creating fear and anxiety in you. He's about creating faith and confidence in his leadership. These things will go on, but he says, look up, your redemption draws near. There's going to be storms. But if we're just storm focused, you know, that it's fueling inside of you something that God doesn't want inside of you. Mm-hmm. He wants you to be confident. We had a wonderful time. We're going to be talking about today's program, and hopefully get a chance to talk about, you know, you see what's taken place recently with North Korea, and who would have ever thought this young dictator, who is successful because of his oppression and his generations, mm-hmm. is all of a sudden the conversation at the White House. But we have 11-year-old young man who God spoke to a little bit back and said, yeah, this would happen, because mm-hmm. All of the leadership of America, including Homeland Security and the president and all of the security crews and everybody, the military, they all met at the White House, and they met over the White House over one thing, over North Korea. But God told us this through Isaiah. And so we'll get a chance to see it. We'll talk about that, but you also get to see the young boy prophesying mm-hmm. about what happened. And that's what God does. God lets us know. And so we know that this is a sign. This is not about a movie and that type of thing. You watch the nation bow down mm-hmm. out of fear of exposure. But understand this, everything that's in secret, God's going to expose it. You know, while you have control of the narrative, put it out.
That's right.
I'm a wretched, lost sinner outside the grace of God. You know, and it's like if, you know, T.D. Jakes says, you know, forget about Satan. You know, I need God. Even, you know,
hello.
And we all do. Mm-hmm. And so we don't need to portray something as if we're perfect. The very fact that we need Jesus says that we're not perfect, but he's perfect. And through his perfection, we can receive forgiveness of sins. Mm-hmm. And that's the kingdom message.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the good news. So we'll be talking about that. Also, this mysterious missing, speaking of Korea, they say that reports are allegedly that Korea is the glove and China is the hand. Hmm. And so Korea, I mean, that's the darkest country in the world. They don't have the power. North Korea. And that North Korea is the glove and China is the hand. And so what you see taking place in Korea, that was fueled potentially by China and prophetically, mm-hmm. we're understanding, possibly by Russia.
That's right, the bear.
The bear. And so what you're seeing, we got to pay attention. It's not, I mean, it's kind of desensitized by calling it something about a movie. Mm-hmm. But understand, watch how people bow down to a threat of freedom of information. And it's like, you know, by the way, when we get to throne room of God, everything that we've ever done, it's all going to be, you know, that's the whole point. That's why we go, I need Jesus.
That's right.
I need Jesus yesterday. Mm. I need Jesus today. Mm. And I need Jesus tomorrow. I need him 5 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. And you know what Jesus says? He goes, I know. I'm just so glad you understand that.
Yes.
Because outside of me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And so that creates humility in us and going like, everybody knows, well, the only reason, you know, John's standing is because of Jesus. The only reason that Greg's standing is because of Jesus. And that's important to understand that communicate that, because we're watching, you know, Pope Francis begin to make a big spill across the world. But what they're talking about is, you know, he is saying, that's his message that he's saying. I can't tell you his roots. I can't tell you all that. And the message of humility and nobody's any higher than anybody else, and that it's all because of Jesus, that we're supposed to be serving and not seeking some sort of hierarchy type. I mean, I think he's like in a hotel room or something instead of living in the papal see.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He never did put on the little red slippers. He actually, seriously, mm-hmm. he went and lived in a hotel. And you can say what you want to. But I think all of us in the church need to think about, you know, we need to imitate Jesus, not necessarily imitate the Pope.
Right.
But that's what Jesus did. He walked in the streets. He was humble. He was with those who needed a doctor. He was with those who needed healing. And that's what the world wants. The world wants Jesus.
Sure.
The world wants you. How would he have ever met the prostitute caught in adultery if he wasn't in the street when they threw her down? Mm-hmm. You know, but he forgave her and they got a revelation. Also, we'll be talking about the Palestinians are going to the United Nations, and we talk about the unstoppable voting bloc, and they are going to present a case to take Israel back to the 1967 borders, the undefensible borders. So we're going to show you, hopefully, that what they're doing and talk about it, but also show you what does that mean? What is 19? We have a wonderful thing designed by the Israeli government that shows exactly what they're talking about. In other words, we're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
That's what if there's undefensible borders and you have people that want to push you in the sea, they're going to destroy you. So you just don't want to do that. And secondly is that ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. I'm just for selfish reasons alone that, you know, you watch, God watches, he doesn't slumber, he doesn't sleep. Mm. He watches over Israel. And this is what he also watches over. Those who pray for Israel, those who bless Israel, and those who stay alert over Israel, and those who are concerned about Israel. Because if you do that, and you are, by being a part of VFN TV, the Daily Radio program, and our sponsors are standing up for God and country in that order in Israel, you are doing that.
That's right.
Understand that God keeps a watch over you, your family, your business, your ministry. And it's, and I'm telling you, we've got to pay close attention because Israel is totally surrounded right now. But also, as a lot of people are surrounded with a lot of things. And we're also hopefully get a chance to talk about this Bible Belt prophecy.
Yes. I'm a pastor in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. You received a dream back in some time ago. And I was really praying that the Lord would just show her when to release this dream. But she saw in this dream a major jihadist attack in the city of Nashville. You don't want to miss it. We're going to share with you everything that she saw.
And she waited to share it,
yeah,
you know, until there was confirmation. And we've been seeing that as well. And with this new shift that's coming on, it's exciting. But what it means is what God said is going to happen, it's going to happen. And we got to listen when things begin to happen. We got to listen to him. And I believe it's going to be a near miss. I mean, near miss, sometimes things get damaged. But understand in that you live.
You make it.
You live.
You
more we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Can a religious club and a public school have a web page advertising their meetings? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I wanted to find out the rights of a student organization at a public institution. Do they have a right to have a student organization web page for a Christian organization?
Well, that would depend on whether they allow the other student groups to have websites, because what the Supreme Court decided in 1990, and this is obviously was before the growth and the real birth of the Internet as we know it today, the Supreme Court said it equal access was entitled the students to official recognition, which said access to the school's media. The question is, with regard to a website, I think it would follow within the same logic to include a website. It's actually a great question. Hang on the line. What I'm going to do is get you in touch right now with some of our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice to help you out, okay?
Stay informed, get involved, and make a difference. Visit the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you, because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today, and it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking about, first of all, Korea. It is amazing, you know, what we're seeing take place. Another airline from Indonesia has disappeared. That's a second airline. In 2014, there was two airlines that have gone down in 2014, and they're just disappearing.
Yeah.
They're just disappearing. China is increasing their military strength. They have carriers. They're, you know, this is, no doubt. Yeah, this is something else. And
besides stealing intellectual property from the United States and
right,
all kinds of hacking stuff that's been occurring.
Right, and if you look at prophecy, I mean, they're going to come and drink the rivers dry, going to Israel for resources.
Yeah,
I mean, you have 1.3 billion people. You need resources.
Got to feed them.
You know, if you have 1.3 billion people in your nation or teenagers in your home, you need resources.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing what they eat?
Amazing.
Bone growth, I guess. But you're looking, and so right now, during this time of Korea, I mean, think about this. So, you know, the news cycles last so short, so people think, well, the news cycle's over, it's over.
Right.
No, it happened, and they changed the cycle, therefore they don't want you to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. They think like you've already done something since you talked about it.
Right.
But God specifically spoke about North Korea. And so North Korea, what you have going on right now, and the reports are that really North Korea is a glove, and allegedly China is the hand. If you look at the resources and the technology that North Korea has, there's no way they can do the things they do unless somebody helps them out. I mean, think about it. How could a low-resourced, no growth in their economy, I mean, how could they even survive? The people are even smaller there because of the diets and all.
Yeah.
And how could they, you know, even work outside somebody? And the reports are that China's this is kind of using this. So when you see, you know, Korea firing off a nuclear weapon, that is almost like, if that's true, you're looking at China testing.
Sure.
Nuclear weapons, testing launches, trying to stir things up. When you think about some words that we talk about Michael Boudia, you know, and how God given a prophetic dream about Russia, North Korea, and China making a pact, an agreement that said, why should the American dollar be the trade currency anymore? Which means, you know, why do we have to turn all of our money, our kronas and our yens or whatever, why do we have to turn those into dollars to buy oil? Think about that. And so what you're seeing, some shifting taking place in the whole earth right now. Mm-hmm. We are diluting our dollar every single day, the more that we print these $1 trillion, $19 trillion, whatever it is. And so we're perfectly set. The world's perfectly set for a shift in the, who's going to be the trade money, who's going to be the actual currency, interior monetary fund, that where you switch the main currency. And all of a sudden, maybe we have to turn our... You know, I don't know what the Russian money is right now, but...
I don't know, but I do know this, that they're looking at 17%, you know, their interest is, inflation is going up. 100% of their budget for the next 3 years is based upon oil revenues, which...
Reports are saying that they have to have how much per barrel?
At least 75 to be able to take care of their expenses, and it's going below, way below that. But it's their economy is based upon $100 a barrel.
Yes. What that means basically is if your paycheck doesn't come in at $100 an hour or $100 a barrel, then you can't survive. Well, yeah. Their nation has to survive on 100 and thrive on 100, 125. And what you're seeing is it looks like that the oil, OPEC, all the different oil companies in mm-hmm. Saudi, they're defeating or trying to take down or humble the bear. You know, but if you back a bear in a corner, you know, don't ever underestimate pride. Don't ever underestimate someone's willingness to fight and to throw everybody and everything at you.
That's right.
And so they're not going to just sit back and die. And we already passed off, and you can see those on related links on this post, but we already passed off the United Arab mm-hmm. League to them, to Putin.
Yeah.
So he has all these, you know, what's going on at this point? Well, I think I would assume that Putin is getting really upset, really upset. Their interest rates are going, like you said, reports are 17%. It sounds like Carter's administration when everybody, you just can't do business when it gets 17. Yeah. It went as high as like 20-something percent. But we're looking back at China and North Korea. So you have Russia shaking, you have North Korea shaking, you have China on the move, and you're looking at the dollar just doing what it's doing.
Yeah, not just that. The reports are that the millionaires that are in Russia, they're quickly moving their money out of their country, so they don't want to keep seeing falling. So this is a thing that's spiraling out of control. So you know, crisis is really around the corner for Russia.
And so when you think about it, when you look at what happened, the reports are that, and the president is saying this, he's verifying it, that North Korea they attacked the computer systems in America of a corporation, which is really worldwide, but in America, Sony Corporation, and they began to just hack everything and get their information. And I believe that's happening all the time, but now a company, a corporation, was confronted with that, and they used this idea of, there's a movie coming out about the Korean leader. When you study Saul Alinsky tactics and things that are going on, the earth is being organized. They're using luciferic acid, luciferic techniques. They're pouring luciferic acid over the face of the earth right now, trying to organize the earth.
Wow.
And it's Saul Alinsky's tactics. And I doubt very seriously that this North Korean leader that talks to a basketball player in America, that's his, you know, he doesn't have this kind of technology, right, to go with it, which means somebody's behind the scenes. But I'm sure they probably had to convince him. They wanted him to look like he's the one that did it. He'd probably like the idea of him doing it.
Sure.
But it had to be somebody like China or somebody behind. But the thing about it, it happened. It totally happened. And the corporation bowed down. And it took the president and other people saying, you know, don't do this. But it just kind of showed you that. But the interesting thing is, and this is what we want to show, this prophecy, that this is an act of war at some point. But then they backed off and said, well, it's not an act of war. So some of our Congress and Senate said, this is an act of war. They have attacked. As a matter of fact, they acted much more majorly over money than they did of James Foley losing his head.
Thank you.
They went back to golf with him losing his head, but all of a sudden somebody losing their reputation or losing money.
Yeah.
It was like, look how we reacted to that. Mm. Anyway, so you're looking that all of the leaders, anybody that has to do with security of our borders and our nation, of our defending our nation, defending our you know, ourselves and the earth, came together in the White House. And the reason why they came together is because North Korea, he wasn't physically in front of the White House, but they were meeting in the White House because of the North Korean leaders. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear or see right now, this is an 11-year-old young man by the name of Isaiah, where God has spoke this to him. We had this on the program earlier, but now you're seeing it come to pass.
So based on what God's shown you about that this conqueror in the first horse,
yes,
it got our president's attention, right?
Yes.
So when this conqueror, this Kim Jong-un in the dream, which represents whatever that means, and the interpreter, mm-hmm, when you were running, you ran all the way to Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
And tell us that part of that.
Okay, so when I ran into Washington, D.C., what basically was going on in the White House was making sure that everybody was okay and just to protect me, protect the president, too. So they take me to this room as Kim Jong-un, yeah, was walking in. Mm-hmm. So basically I see the president, and he's by the window, and he's telling me to help him jump out the window.
So what was he feeling like at that moment?
He looked very scared, very fearful, very frightened.
Because this conqueror was coming towards the White House?
Yes.
And he was looking out the window, and he said, help me?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So then I help him jump out. And then I just decide to jump out with him, but he just leaves me.
Does he?
Like, leaves me.
Okay.
And I go back to my house, and then I tell my parents what's going on, and then...
So it's amazing. You're looking at that particular point, this is happening. And we're so not good at interpreting dreams, because people just go, well, it was a blue car.
Right. Know,
and as they're stuck on this car. But when you see a president in a dream... It can mean the president, but quite often it means the nation. Mm-hmm. And so that the nation was scared.
Mm.
And they were looking how to protect the nation. And that's what they were doing. They were gathered in the White House over Kim Jong-un, right, to North Korean leader. Everybody, the entire, I wish we had that for us right now. Hopefully we'll make that a related link so you can see it. They all came together. I mean, this is the ultimate defense of America. came together and began to meet just like that. Now, the ramifications of this, to understand, you know, so that's happening,
right?
You know, prophetically, is that, and we're about to go to break, so we're going to talk more about this probably after the break, that that means the next part of what God's saying is going to come to pass. And I feel like in my spirit, you know, this is going to be, you know, a near miss. That's what I'm feeling like and I'm believing for versus a hit. And a hit means an accomplished goal, for example. So if there's going to be a traffic accident and it's a head-on collision, that a hit would be both are going to die.
Hmm.
Now, a near miss doesn't necessarily mean that the cars are not going to wreck, they're not going to run off the road, they're not going to somehow embrace each other. But when it's all said and done, both drivers are going to be alive, that they're not going to be injured.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be damage.
Right.
And so that's prophetically, it's kind of what I'm feeling in my spirit, that a near miss means that things are coming our way. Things are coming away, but it's going to be the best of times and it's going to be the worst of times. When we get to this prophetic word, you know, coming out of Nashville, this really confirms the best of times or the worst of times. We talked, you know, Rick Joyner, we had him on with Morningstar Ministries. He says the best of times, the worst of times. I mean, everything, you understand when God says it twice, it's a for sure thing. Well, understand he's saying it multiplicity of times. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's going to be a near miss. He's preparing for the greatest harvest that the earth has ever seen. The church is about to see its greatest days, but it's because of, and it's sad to say, if you notice and you study the Word of God, great increase comes during difficult times when the church is under persecution. More we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we're excited about it. There's so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. I mean, God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error, and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong, because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want to say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I've bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We were just talking about a prophetic word, you know, North Korea, things that are going on. And, you know, if that happens, which that we're seeing that come to pass,
right?
It is not about a badly done movie. And it's really, I personally believe that the pride of North Korean's leaders being used by folks, but how Saul Alinsky works, the Alinsky tactics is, and we've talked about that, and that's organizers, what they use, the ones that are in world mindset, is you got to find a front man, you know, that has, quote, authority, and then you use them and put them out front. And he just got put out front across the entire world.
Mm.
But he probably liked it. He probably actually liked the idea of getting the credit for that. So that means this other thing, which means there was great persecution that happened at the church that we talked about, and you could hear that whole prophetic word and other words that we gave out. I mean, there's a whole area of prophecy inside of VFNTV.com at the VFN Torch. You just go down where it says prophecies, prophecy that was given, you know, from us, and then prophecy given over America mm-hmm. and over the world. And you kind of like, it depends where you're looking for, but it's there. And prophecy is what's going to happen in the future in advance. And we know in part and prophesy in part. But with that, you know, when I was in, and hopefully this could be a related link, when I was in Nashville, I didn't see it the same way this pastor saw it. I saw Nashville as their government dollar supporting a Asherah shrine,
yeah,
a 40-foot tall, some odd, whatever it is, you know,
Parthenon.
Goddess, yeah. Parthenon, and their tax dollars are supporting it. And it's like you're missing that part of it when you talk about this. And my prayer was, you know, if you don't mind, God, could you split the earth and swallow this particular shrine up? I can't believe this thing is here
right in
Nashville. It came there during the World's Fair, and it's been there ever since. So what's this prophecy?
So she had a dream. The pastor had a dream. I'm going to read to you an excerpt of this dream, and it starts like this. I saw an American city destroyed by terrorist bombing. There was carnage in the streets, smoke everywhere, and utter pandemonium. It looked like a desolate wasteland. I somehow knew a holy war had been incited by Middle Eastern terrorists, and that the city they'd bomb was my hometown, Nashville, Tennessee.
So she's saying what she saw prophetically was Nashville
mm-hmm.
was a target.
Yeah.
I met with a Parthenon. That makes you a target, by the way.
Hello.
It gives us an open door. I would close the Parthenon. I would just close it down, you know, smash it all up, you know, call it off, bury it, burn it, and pray over the soil, and that would make you less of a target.
Right.
But that's like a huge, big, you know,
hello,
target for you. Okay.
Not that there wouldn't be other cities targeted, but this attack was different. In the dream, Nashville had been strategically selected by them because of its religious history. The city is known by many names, such as the Buckle of the Bible Belt, the Protestant Vatican, and Worship City. The Lord showed me that in deciding to launch a holy war, they'd chosen what their research had shown would surely be America's holiest city in terms of the Christian faith. The bombings were sent to send a message that terrorism was about more than just power, it was about holiness. They murder in the name of holiness. They commit suicide in the name of martyrdom, and they believe that eternal rewards await both of them. She continues to write that I awoke and asked the Lord why on earth he would ever allow this to happen to Nashville. I don't know about it being America's holiest city, but that there certainly are more Christian ministries, industries, colleges, publishers, broadcasters, and universities here than in any other American city. And so from the outside looking in, a strike against Nashville would be a blatant strike against Christianity itself. There are even more churches here per capita than in any other American city. When I reminded God of all the work accomplished here for him, I sensed that he wanted to prevent this holy war, but that he wasn't getting much help in doing so. Help from his own elect, not the politicians and the entertainers, but those with a direct Christian influence, his shepherds. But how could this be? I knew that this blatant statement did not implicate all pastors in the city, but that it represented a psychographic of Christian leaders who were rejecting the greatest ammunition we have against holy war, the Holy Spirit. Not rejecting him to woo us toward Jesus, not rejecting him to seal our salvation, but rejecting him by keeping him at arm's length and not allowing him to be fully operational in more than just creed at our churches and our personal lives. Basically, it was as if God was saying that where the Holy Spirit is not fully welcomed, a holy war cannot be fully won.
So look here, and you're hearing that over. Now you're looking on your screen right now, and you can see this is Nashville. This is a Parthenon in Nashville. We did a whole segment on this. You can see it. And I hear what he's saying, or she's saying, but it's like you got a Parthenon there. A Parthenon is where they're worshiping this goddess. This is a Parthenon, and they pay with it with the tax dollars from Nashville. And inside the Parthenon, there's some history of it. You can see all this on the torch. But look at the goddess. There's like a 42-foot or some odd goddess inside. I mean, this is a blight on Nashville. You can't.
No doubt.
This is like the ultimate, you know, blight, and your tax dollars are paying for it.
Mm.
So, yes, the power of the Holy Spirit, this is what the power of the Holy Spirit would say. Tear that down.
Mm.
Demolish it. That's what the Holy Spirit would say. I mean, you're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Look at this thing. Look at the size of people here in the presence of this huge goddess.
Goodness.
And the tax dollar, you pay money, tax dollars, to be able to go. I could not believe it as they were coming in. And you see up a close shot of her right here. You see all the different aspects of the snakes and everything that Asherah and Baal worship, and on her, every aspect.
Shield.
Yeah, the shield. And talks about what's on the actual shield right here. There is the Nashville.gov website that talks about every bit of what's going on. And, you know, I would say Nashville, I would say it's the Parthenon. Yeah. I would possibly say it's the Parthenon.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I would probably, I would first, you know, yes, go after God. You're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to do this.
No
but
doubt.
Then you say, we will not fund this with our tax dollars.
That's right.
And if you don't fund it, it dies. You know, and just demolish it. It's on a hill, it's on a high place, and it is government employees that actually rent that thing out. And so why would it happen there? Well, understand that, you know, Islam is not about a holy war. Jihadists, even they call it a holy war, it's demonic.
That's right.
And so this is a demonic access point inside of America where this Parthenon is. And how could the devil have authority there? Well, you have authority there because you got a statue there. You know, you have a 41-foot goddess that's there in the Greek Parthenon it's just, oh my goodness, owned by the citizens of Nashville. We're going to make all this available to you on the VFN Torch. But I would say immediately, you know, you're going to need the power of God and the Holy Spirit to be able to get the authority and boldness to do it. Then you got to say, we can't fund this anymore. We cannot fund this anymore because I believe... When I was shocked. I just couldn't believe that, you know, where country music and, you know, you think everybody talks about, that's a place, a great place, and these things happen or whatever. And I go, I'm like, you got a Parthenon.
Allegedly, the belt buckle.
Oh, the Bible.
Of the Bible belt.
The Bible belt. That's definitely, I mean, you go to Israel, you find out all the things that the enemy, you know, you wrecks around there. But I would say the Parthenon, that would be something to be able to take down. We're going to make this whole prophetic word available to you on the VFN Torch. There's a lot to it. But these are some of the things. When you saw the North Korean situation happen, you saw the White House come together, they were worried about the health and the safety of the president. You think, well, think about this, the health and the safety of your nation. When you look at a king, you look at a leader, that's what it could be talking about, more than likely he's talking about. Because what came after that, what God has been showing us, what's this prophetic word's talking about, that great persecution comes to the church and comes to America. But in that, understand that's going to be the best of times for the church because all of a sudden, nobody's playing church anymore. Everybody wants God. We got more to get back from the break because we're going to be talking about the UN, what the Palestinians are doing in Israel. We got to pay attention because ever how goes the apple of God's eye, so goes the church.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompt. When he was set free, he said, Jesus. Jesus, please come here for a moment. Come here for a moment.
Let
of course, the disciples are going. The disciples are going. You don't have time for this,
right?
Jesus, 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 Jesus. You saw me worshiping. You saw me coming after you. You know, I'm delivered now. I'm saved. I'm ready. And, you know, take me with you. Believe me, I've been cutting myself here. You know, I've been
stuff I can't even talk about.
You know, chained, running around naked, and all that. I mean, that's what happened to him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And John, and so he walked on water.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
But if you, please write in and let us know.
Yes, please.
I'm very just joking, soon, even very though his 40th is coming up. And so, in that the. Right to roasting John. No, that's what you roasting John. So,
welcome back to VFN TV with your host Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. We are going right into Israel. We have to pay close attention. There's so many things going on, and remember, just because news cycles are over, it's not over. But that's how people work. You know, you run the news cycle, and everybody goes. Yeah, we talked about a lot about that, you know, last week. Therefore, it's finished.
Right.
And it's like, nope, it's not finished. And as ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we need to pay close attention. First, we're going to go and hear from CBN News what has taken place with the Palestinian folks and what they're trying to do. And we know for a fact, you remember, that Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was sitting right in the middle of all that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And their goal is a two-state solution, and somehow they're saying, in their own belief, I would assume, that Israel will survive even back to the 1967 lines. Remember, the president said Israel needs to go back to the 1967 lines. First, let's find out what this unstoppable voting bloc is doing in the United Nations.
The country of Jordan is going to the UN Security Council on behalf of the Palestinians. The Jordanians are offering a resolution calling for Israel to give up the land it won in the Six-Day War in 1967. But Israel warned such a move would undermine its national security. John Waghi has that story.
The resolution aims to avoid U.S.-backed peace talks and force a solution on Israel within a few years that would divide Jerusalem and uproot hundreds of thousands of Israelis from their biblical homeland. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says the Palestinian strategy is to get rid of the status quo.
This status quo is not sustainable and will not continue. Either this Palestinian Authority will lead Palestinians from occupation to independence, or Israel, the occupying power, will resume its full responsibilities as an occupying power.
His comments come as Palestinian social media users posted an online video of how to stab a Jew. Just as alarming, Erekat himself compared Israel to ISIS. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted to Erekat in comments made with visiting U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham over the weekend.
This is the same Palestinian Authority that joins hands with Hamas, incites constantly against Israel, the kind of incitement that has led to an attack that we witnessed just 2 days ago of a Molotov cocktail thrown at a little girl.
Netanyahu said the resolution would impose a solution on Israel and undermine its security.
And I want to assure you that we will stand firmly and reject such a diktat. We always have, we always will.
Passage of the resolution would probably depend on whether or not the U.S. exercises its veto power. Graham warned of a violent pushback if the U.N. tries to set the terms of peace talks and avoid direct negotiations.
Any effort by the French, the Jordanians, or anyone to avoid direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians over the peace process, anyone who tries to take this to the UN Security Council, there will be a violent backlash by the Congress that could include suspending funding to the United Nations.
Palestinians are hoping for a vote in the Security Council later this week, and said they'll keep trying to gain support until the last minute. John Waghi, CBN News.
This is so important to understand this. There's an unstoppable voting block. We'll make that related link to you on this post. You got to go to VFN Torch and see it. But there is a majority of the United Arab League nations that are in there that it's everything against Israel, and you can see that. But right now, what does that mean? Because this, the president said, you know, Israel needs to go back to the 1967 borders. What does it mean when they're saying, you know, the Jordan, of all the people to go, when Jordan shows up, that is probably the most legitimate voice in the area there. A friend of America, you know, in the context of friendship in the Middle East. And the king was real close with former presidents. You know, I don't know how close he is with this particular president. But just the fact is he's almost like a legitimate voice asking for an illegitimate answer. You know, the thing that, and it's like, oh my goodness. So what does it mean? The government of Israel put together a video in 5 minutes. It will tell you exactly what that means. What it means is if they go back to the 1967 borders, which, by the way, when Israel had the 1967 war, Jordan lost all their property. But because Israel had to defend themselves, they took over the majority of like Egypt, the majority of Jordan, and they gave it all back to them. Now, all the things for Jordan to be saying is now we need to take back the little slither of, you know, it's like, man, this is against God. You cannot organize against God like this. Our president said the Middle East needs organizing. That's what they're doing right now, lowering the oil prices, hurting Russia, causing fracking to be stopping in America. I mean, they are working nonstop to be able to organize the Middle East, trying to get the solve the Israel problem. And you're not going to solve the Israel problem because God's standing up for Israel. So watch what this means, because it's going to show you, because Israel's just a little, I mean, it's like 60 miles wide at the widest point. But watch this graphic. It's going to show you details that it's undefensible borders. In other words, Israel will be destroyed if it gets voted, and they won't do it. They won't go to the 1967 lines, but watch.
Every state has the right of self-defense and to secure borders to protect itself from hostile invasions and terror. Israel is a small state surrounded by Arab countries 650 times its size, some of which are large bases of global terror. Only 44 miles separate between the Jordan Valley and the Mediterranean Sea. After the Six-Day War in 1967, when Israel was attacked by four armies on three fronts, United Nations Security Council Resolution 242 stated that Israel was entitled to new defensible borders to replace the previous fragile lines from which it was attacked. What are Israel's defensible borders? What are its essential security needs? The Jordan Rift Valley, Israel's eastern frontier, forms a natural barrier between Israel and the countries of Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. The Jordan Valley rises from an area that is 1,200 feet below sea level to a hilly ridge of up to 3,000 feet, creating a steep 4,200-foot virtual wall opposite any force attacking from the east. The growing threat of global jihad activity near Israel's borders requires it to prevent infiltrations of terrorists and weapons. When Israel left the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, it became a highway for the infiltration of terrorists and the flow of hundreds of tons of ammunition and weaponry from all over the Arab world, aimed at Israeli civilians. The Jordan Valley is the equivalent of Gaza's Philadelphia corridor in the West Bank. To defend itself, Israel must retain control over the Jordan Valley. This is Israel's mountain ridge, rising up to 3,000 feet. It dominates Israel's major coastal cities, where more than 70% of its population, 80% of its industry, and all of its airfields and seaports are located. Missiles launched from the Judean hills pose an immediate threat to Jerusalem, Israel's capital. Israel's only international airport, Ben Gurion, would be in the range of even primitive rockets, while all planes taking off and landing would be threatened by shoulder-launched anti-aircraft missiles. More advanced weaponry would be able to hit virtually any point in Israel. If Israel were forced back to the 1949 armistice lines, the Green Line, the country's width would be reduced to a narrow 9-mile waistline that would be impossible to defend. That's why any future arrangement must include Israeli control over key areas of the mountain ridge and a demilitarized Palestinian state. Israel's narrow borders means a combat aircraft can cross the entire country in under 4 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, an enemy plane could penetrate the country's airspace via the Jordan Valley and reach Jerusalem. In order to thwart an aerial attack on Jerusalem, a hostile plane must be shot down at least 10 miles east of the capital to prevent it from crashing into major population centers. Therefore, Israel must be able to identify hostile planes before they cross the Jordan River line and intercept them shortly after. To defend itself, Israel must control the airspace over the West Bank. Israel's transportation arteries, and in particular the Trans-Israel Highway, enable travel and connection between Israel's regions. They also assure the mobility of the Israel Defense Forces in case of attack. Protection of these vital arteries is essential in order to ensure that 1. Civilians aren't victims of terrorist gunfire. 2. Regions of the country cannot easily be cut off. 3. The mobility of Israel's defense forces is not hindered in the case of invasion. To defend itself, Israel must control its main arteries of transportation. There is enormous uncertainty about future trends in the Middle East. Iran is determined to become the supreme power as the U.S. withdraws from Iraq. No one can guarantee the future of many of the current regimes in the region. Today, more than ever, it is crucial to ensure defensible borders for Israel.
This is so important because when you're using these tactics, these Zelensky tactics that are being used in the world, that when ISIS was allowed to form over there, it created a convergence in the Arab nations to be able to say, you know what, we got to deal together with this problem. And that's what happens. You look at the tactics, 13 tactics. And then you have the president saying, we need to organize the Middle East. You have, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton looking, you know, wanting that resolved before potential, presidency going on. And it's like they're putting everything on the table. But what's going to, it's going to push us prophetically into a land grab that Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about. And the potentially, 7 months to bury the body, 7 years to burn the weapons, all this prophecy potentially coming to pass right now because God is going to protect Israel. But if we don't stand up for Israel, if we don't stand up and pray for her and support her, and you're doing that by partnering with and sponsoring with VFN TV and Daily Radio program because we're putting the word out. Who is actually saying this is the real deal? And God sees this, and God will bless those who bless Israel. He'll protect Israel. The question is, will he protect America if we don't stand up for Israel? Begin to call your congressmen, begin to call your Congress senators and let them know, say, listen, and the president, stand with Israel. Stand for Jerusalem being the capital of Israel and everything they need, anything they need. Do not let this 1967 borders come to pass. And as a matter of fact, take Gaza back. Don't give up the land. God bless, and we'll catch you next time on VFN TV. Don't forget, February. You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Oh, my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I like to give a big shout-out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it, and you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Just go to vfntv.com, click on the podcast. Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded into your stuff somehow, and you can play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years that, buy the tape. Buy the, we're giving it to you. There it's you yours. Yes. Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.